With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. All election season, the candidates for Montana's lone seat in the U.S. House have been telling voters about their differences. And those differences are again being played out in what Democrat Denise Juneau and incumbent Republican Ryan Zinke are saying and how they're spending their final hours before Election Day. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Juneau, the state's current superintendent of public instruction, called me on a cell phone after pulling into Helena. She described her last few days like this.
I've been on a statewide tour, get out the vote tour, with me and the governor and all the other statewide candidates. And we went to 17 stops across Montana, 1,800 miles.
Republican Ryan Zinke called after leaving Avalanche Lake and Glacier National Park. Here's his take on the last few days.
Waving in the morning, saying hello to folks, having a little cup of coffee, and then going for a hike in the park. Makes you think about why a person would run. What's important in Montana? I have no doubt that I will win.
Leading up to Election Day, Zinke says he's mostly stayed in the Flathead Valley, but says he recently drove across the state asking for another term as the state's congressman, talking about the issues that face Montanans.
Look, if we can't agree on a constitution, there's not much we can't agree on. I think the economy, we should tax small businesses less. You look at Obamacare, it's been a disaster. I mean, national security, our borders. A nation without borders can't exist.
Democrat Denise Juneau says her message to voters nearing Election Day is pretty much the same it's been all along her campaign trail. She's stumping on her record running the state's public school system and casting doubt on the work and track record of her opponent. Juneau says that elections in Montana can be decided by just a few votes, and that could happen in this race.
If your vote is your voice is amplified in this state, and so we want to make sure that everybody is exercising their right to vote, and so that's been the message of this week.
For more information on the candidates for Montana's seat in the U.S. House and other races you're following, visit our website, mtpr.org. There, you'll find a live stream for local and national coverage on election night. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.